Check one, two. What's up, everybody? Good morning. Hopefully, things have started off on the right foot for you. Before I begin, please feel free to link up with me via my social media links. That's AZRELAZITGETZ. That's at Instagram, that's at Twitter, that's at Snapchat. I'm updating my Snapchat, but trust me, I will respond to you there, and I'll be updating it. I'm constantly doing that. I just have so much that I'm doing myself, and that's almost a really good segue into what I'm discussing today. So if you listen to the last podcast, you very likely will remember that I touched on the reality that I was going to wean my podcast in a manner where it was more productive and not even almost, but therapeutic for me. And in doing that, it takes me, and if this is something that you choose to do, it will very likely have the same effect on you. But what it does for me is it makes my entries more personable. But in me doing that, I'm able to talk through and heal the areas that have been challenging for me. And I was recording a ad before this entry, and I was touching on how anytime we make an attempt to positively enhance society or our communities in any kind of way, you're not only helping the people around you, but you're helping yourself. And so that in a nutshell is what this particular entry is about. It just kind of touches on a couple of areas that I had to deal with in the past week or since my last entry. Social media, websites, and learning or study habits. If you're like me, you're on social media a lot. And if you're on social media a lot, you're very likely, especially on YouTube, but you're seeing a lot of ads about websites. Web design is not only a fast, it's growing, it's extremely profitable, but it also leaves a gateway for a lot of negative things. Okay, there's cyber attacks. There's I would even say cyber bullying, which kind of can go back into social media. But there's just a host of ways, to be honest with you, that working on your websites or visiting another's website. There's just a lot of things that you have to prepare yourself for if you're choosing to do that. If you choose to be a consumer, that's fine, because in some way or another, we all are. But when you step into the role of being a producer or someone that is formulating a product, it can get sketchy. Now, what happened for me, and this is something I want to share because it was astonishing to me. And when things happen to us, and this also kind of touches on social media. Let's say you're on Instagram or you're on Snapchat and you have a negative interaction with someone. People can say and do some really hurtful, nasty, derogatory things. And, it's important that you remain sound, steady, and making sure that you're grounded in self-respect and the positive production of your brand and your product. Well, what I'm trying to say by all that is people are people, but don't let the negatives of someone else deter you from doing the best job that you can possibly do. And when you are building these social media accounts or you're building these websites, you're presenting a brand, you're presenting yourself to people, and just don't fall into the pitfalls that others have perpetuated. I want to jump back into the website thing. So I had someone who I had hired and ultimately had to let them go, because what the person was doing was the person was going back into the website and was moving things around on top of the reality that they weren't doing what I asked them to do. You may be asking, why am I saying that? I'm saying that to say it takes a lot of courage to stand up and try to build anything, but continue to have the courage to be true to yourself and to your brand. Check people out. You know, I'm one of those faithful type people. So whatever it is that you seek for guidance, even if it's just a business associate or me, feel free to, you know, reach out and make sure that you have, make sure you have your feet under you when you go into, you know, these websites and social media, because there are some good people out there, and there's no better feeling than the feeling of knowing that you built something and you've received positive feedback for it. So, last thing I'm going to touch on is on studying. We're in the middle of, and hopefully towards the end of finals and study habits. We could go into that later in depth, but ultimately, make sure you're balancing out your use of social media, and just being online or doing whatever it is that you enjoy, with your study habits. The main issue that I have is whether or not I'm putting enough time into the areas of study that I should versus doing other things. But yeah, I don't really want to go too deep into that this time. I will have a podcast about that. But ultimately, man, just respect yourself. You know, whatever it is you're doing. If it's a website, if it's social media, if you're learning a new dance routine, if you're trying to break into the recording industry, maybe you're starting a YouTube channel. I don't know. But whatever it is, respect yourself. Get as much knowledge as possible and network. Okay. That's it for today. Hopefully something that I said helped you. If it did, please feel free to reach out to me. Let me know. You know, if you're needing some guidance, or if you're just needing some positive stimulation, I would love to be that for you. And in turn, you pay it forward with someone else. Once again, social media is AZRELAZITGETZ. I also have a magazine that I've started. If you go to azinemagazine.tumblr, you can follow me there. But I've got a slew of other things going on. Those are just the only things that I can talk about without getting into any kind of trouble. Take care. Have an excellent week. And I hope you have an even better holidays too. Take care.
Peace.